2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Trax Power Sports. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. Our host is Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to another week, another edition of KSL Outdoors Radio, and it's a pleasure to have you waking up with us here on a Saturday. This program being recorded on Thursday morning for your enjoyment as live here on KSL Radio. Tim Hughes in the studios of Broadcast House in downtown Salt Lake City after a couple of just crazy rain days, both this morning in the northern end of the valley and then the southern tip of the Wasatch Front yesterday, and much of the west side, West Valley and Magna just getting blasted with rain. Up to 2.5, even close to 3 inches of precipitation falling in a very short period of time. We had some flooding we had to deal with. Of course, this guy wouldn't know that. Russ Smith is with us this morning from Big Sky Country in Montana. But, man, did we get blasted yesterday. You're lucky you're in Montana today.
Well, we've gotten quite a bit of rain here. But let me tell you, I knew all about that storm when it was going on because it alerted our little doorbell camera, and Chris says, man, it is pouring down there.
Yeah. We actually got, we were told this morning by Kevin Eubank, we got a summer's worth of precipitation in one day here in the northern part of the state, and even some of the central and southern parts of the state, because they also got blasted, which made it very dangerous for slot canyons, for sure, over the last 24 to 48 hours. How are things up there? You're getting ready for a family activity.
That's right. The big party is on Saturday, starts at 3 in the afternoon. You can still make it, Tim, if you get going.
Yeah, I'm headed south while you're headed north.
And this piece of property is starting to look like an RV park.
Nice.
Yeah.
But it's a ring ceremony for your daughter, and I think we're actually going to get her on the air with us later in the show, are we not?
We are. You bet. Both Megan and Doug.
All right, so we'll look forward to talking with them about what it's like to have a lot of land up there. Ranching up in Montana, that'll be part of the conversation in a minute. And being overrun by coyotes, I think, is also going to be a part of it. I want to bring Navidomskis.
The biggest problem. You know.
Yeah, I want to bring Navidomskis into the conversation, too. He's in the Navidomskis compound up there in Kaysville. Good morning.
Yes, I am. We had lots of rain yesterday, too.
Yeah, did you guys get blasted as bad as the West?
Oh, my gosh. It was, we were in the car. We just basically sat there. Fortunately, the drainage was going away from us, but we couldn't get out. It was just, it was awesome is what it was. I loved every minute of it.
Yeah. Much needed rain, obviously, after a long, dry, hot period, and we're going to get right back into the 90s to start the week. But I mentioned I'm headed south. We're going to be talking with the road tripping guys, Bob and Mark, next hour in their usual segment, but they're going to give me some ideas on arches. I've got friends that are coming in from the UK, from London, and they, over in that part of the world, have just fantasized about coming to our national park, so getting their perspective on it is going to be a lot of fun. But we'll hit arches on Friday, and we'll hit Bryce on Saturday, and then come back home Sunday. It's going to be a quick turnaround, but looking forward to it. And the temperatures, I just looked at Bryce, are going to be 82 for a high and 45 for an overnight low with 0% chance of showers, which is fantastic. I don't know if either of you had a chance to look at our Facebook page. Navi, did you? There's a couple of sizable fish on there.
I have not, Tim. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, I know you've had a few things going on in your life.
I just, you know, I got to friend that page, I guess.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, that's probably why I haven't seen it.
First and foremost, 4 days ago, there's a picture of an 8.1-pound cut that was caught at Mosquito Bay up at Strawberry.
That's massive
fish.
And
then there's a kid here. Let me see if I can find a name. East Canyon Reservoir. There's a picture of a wiper that was caught 25 inches, just 3 inches shy of the state catch and release record. This one measured 20 inches. I guess the largest wiper caught was 25. So it's a few inches short anyway, but it's a huge fish. So fishing's been good. You're going to have a fish bite segment for us coming up.
Yes, I do. I've got a good one coming.
And, Russell, I understand we may also have a Sky Call Scout out there, although we haven't made contact just yet.
Well, we're trying. He had instructions. I don't recall now what I gave him instructions, so that's a big question mark. But, you know,
you're cutting in and out on us there.
Okay, sorry about that. Jared Roseman is in the Boulder Mountains.
All right.
And he's out doing some photography and some fishing, and he's got a drone. He wanted to see if he could post some of his drone stuff online on our site. And I said, you bet.
Yeah.
He doesn't like drone shots.
Are you using internet for service this morning? Kind of sounds like it.
That's a yes.
That would be the first. That would be the first indicator
that
when we get no
response. Yes.
Did we get you back, Russ? Oh boy, gonna be that kind of a day, evidently. Let me tell you what else is coming up on the show today. Tanya Kiefer Selby is going to join us. We're talking the 50th anniversary of the Endangered Species Act. Navi, something I know you're passionate about. You always talk and always have really taught those around you about protecting the environment, protecting other species out there, and that's what this is all about. 50 years ago it started.
You know, my generation is constantly criticized. The kids call us boomers, and that has been connotated to being something negative. But you need to know, we were the ones that got this stuff passed. We had the Clean Air Act. We had the Endangered Species Act. You know, we coined the term ecosystem. So we were on it in the day, and yes, it hasn't gone our way, but you can't blame boomers for not first realizing what the kids are saying today was true.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll talk about it because I didn't realize this until I got the press release. There are 17 species in Utah alone that are on that list, and many of them are fish, so we'll concentrate on the fish side of things. Russ, did we get you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
All right, good. My question was, are you on the internet for your service today? And then with no response, we figured that was a yes.
Well, yeah, we are. We're on the Starlink system, and we're pretty remote. Not that that matters, but it always drops sooner or later for a second or two, you know. So
yeah. Just want to let everybody know we'll have our usual chat with Roger Eggett from Bear River Lodge, and Sarah Sherman's going to join us. We're talking snowbird summer activities, and we'll find out about as they start to wind down, which drives me crazy. Navi doesn't have to worry about the start of school this year, do you?
Not in the least. I don't even know when it is, and I usually don't this time of year anyway. I'm going to see myself clear to do some subbing.
Attaboy.
I'm going to do probably Mondays and Fridays, because that's the most needed subs, and honestly, the middle of the week's my favorite time, and I don't like weekends anymore. Now that I'm retired, people come out of the woodwork on weekends, and I just want to go inside when they're out.
That's great. All right, and boy, we've been talking a lot about teacher shortages on
it's bad.
The morning show this week, not just here, but all across the country. All right, guys, stand by. When we come back, we'll talk with the newlyweds up there in Montana, get an idea of where they're at, what their land rights look like, and what the situation with those coyotes happen to be in Big Sky Country. So stay with us. More of KSL Outdoors Radio coming up.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
I want to make sure that we keep Russ connected here for our next segment, because we mentioned he's up in Montana. There's a good reason for that. There's a big family memorable day coming up on Saturday. Russ, and you just posted a picture that I saw a minute ago, and I've seen your motorhome in the driveway before, but I don't think ever with that trailer attached to the back and then the Jeep sitting by its side. You look well outfitted.
Well, that's the way it was intended. Now, we're not always going to haul the trailer and Jeep around, but a lot of the time, that's the way we wanted to go.
Yeah.
We're getting ready. We're getting ready for Alaska in a couple of years, and so everything is we learn as we go.
Yeah. Well, you've got a perfect spot for it up there, and you've got the landlords of the property that allowed you to park. So introduce us to the parties.
I've already paid a lot in rent, okay?
Yeah, right.
Well, first off, my daughter, my oldest daughter, Megan, most of you that listen to the show know her as Ranger Stan.
Yes.
And she started in southern Utah and worked her way up to Montana. It took a few years, but she made it here. And her new husband, well, her only husband, not new or old, is Doug Kassman. And Doug's from up in the, where are you from?
What's Minnesota.
Minnesota. And he's been down here. He's a railroad engineer, so he gets to see a lot of the countryside
as
he goes. And both of them are a match made in heaven, and they're going to finish the contract Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday. I got to make sure I'm here.
On the day, on the morning that this airs, they'll actually be.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
finishing things up. So as you listen to this, and just a reminder, we're recording on Thursday. But Megan and Doug, congratulations.
Thank you.
Megan's been on with us several other times. Doug has not, but I don't know which one of you wants to jump in. Explain how you ended up on this piece of property in Montana.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. We were on a major house search, and our original plan was to move up to Minnesota, but then we decided to stay in Montana, and it was house after house we kept looking at. And the piece of property we looked at, I kind of hesitated. I was like, yeah, I don't really want to go look at it. And then Doug's finally like, we've looked at this other one. Can we just go look at this one now? And I was like, all right, I'll call up the realtor. And as soon as we got out here, we were like, this is it.
Hmm.
This is far enough away from people.
Yeah.
And there was just a lot of potential in the house. Right now, the house is a construction zone, but there was just a lot of potential, and we ended up also with a horse and donkey.
Oh, there you go.
Came with the house.
That came with the house. That's great.
Yeah.
That explains the pictures on Russ's Facebook. I'm trying to figure out whose animal he's looking at there. Doug, you're a hunter and a fisherman, are you not?
I mainly hunt. I haven't fished in quite a few years now.
Yeah, but
yeah, mostly hunt.
You've got some land. I don't know what the restrictions are, if there are any, but you could probably hunt right there in your backyard, couldn't you?
Yes sir, we could. We have some deer that come through the coulees, and every now and then we'll have elk up on the road that'll come down. There's only a couple times a year the previous owner has seen them.
Yeah. Russ, you were saying that I don't know what the story is on the coyotes. You want to jump into that and explain why that's a deal up there?
Well, I think I want to turn that over to Doug.
Yeah.
Because he's a coyote guy here.
So are you overrun with them? Is there a problem with them up there right now?
Not really a problem, no. They just hear just a lot of food in the area. So they come up to the house. I heard them last night. Down on the north side of us, that's only probably 150 yards out.
Yeah,
I've never really been scared of coyotes.
Yeah,
but when you have them in both little canyons, coulees, we had a whole bunch. What are they? A pack? Is that what you call
a pack,
them? Yep. A pack of them on one side of the property, then all of a sudden I had one just off of the lawn here screeching.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going, I think I need to go to the motor home and find some more useful tools than I have.
Well, and you want to keep probably want to keep your dog safe too.
Dogs, we put the dogs away immediately.
Yeah. Coyotes really love dogs to kill.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. We're careful about that. Just earlier this morning, so our donkey Pearl, she's been talking to us a lot, doing that and we've been trying to figure out what she's been communicating. And I think we've got down to she's either alerting us deer coming across the field, or she's alerting us to some coyotes nearby.
Well, I was going to ask the question in Montana. Is it coyote or is it coyote? Because I've heard both.
I don't know. I'm not really from Montana, nor is Doug, and we go between coyote or coyote all the time.
We'll take a poll. We'll take a poll Saturday with the party.
Okay. Okay. So tell me about the festivities. What's happening on Saturday? How many are coming up?
I estimated, 40 people? 40? Yeah. Doug's been smoking chickens all week. He has some, what else?
Boston buck. Do about 40 pounds old pork.
Nice.
And then there's a select few, what was it, on the elk that we got? We made some tomahawk steak.
Yep. Tomahawk steak.
Wow.
A few of those.
This guy butchers all his own stuff.
Yeah. He'd get along.
This is the old.
He'd get along well with my brother in Missoula, who was a meat cutter.
Yeah.
And every hunt season, he makes a fair amount of money cutting up everybody's game, and then he gets to keep part of the meat he's working on.
We always go home with a fridge full of meat when we leave here.
Yeah. Well, it's great stuff. Just wanted to send congratulations along, and I know our listeners that have been listening for some time would recognize Megan's voice, obviously, from being on with us from various places, from Bryce Canyon all the way up to the Under the Canvas. Is that what it was called, Under the Canvas?
Under Canvas.
Under Canvas. Yeah. You know, when you were up there working with those folks. But I have noticed that you've got a little bit of a Minnesota sound to you, like soda.
Yeah.
A Minnesota. Soda. You've been hanging out with Doug too long.
His accent's rubbing off on me. I'll have to go down to Utah for a little bit.
Yeah, you better.
Try and work that out. Well, congratulations to the whole family. It just sounds like it's going to be a fantastic setting from the pictures I've seen, and certainly the day will be remembered by all. Thanks for sharing some of it with us today. We've got to take a break. We've got a news update coming, and then on the other side, we're actually going to head out with a Sky Call phone. We're going to talk with Jared Roseman. We made contact in the Boulder Mountains. He's up there doing some fishing. And speaking of memories, making some with his 4-year-old son, we'll share with you next.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.